rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making 8 maniacs. That's right, it is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And it is Halloween. Want to wish everybody a happy Halloween out there. Trick or treat. That is the theme today, trick or treat. Let us know what you think. We got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. Feel free to jump on board here, give us a call. Happy to take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. So, you know, you bet, man. We have had a great weekend, and we have got breaking news coming out here this morning. We're going to let you know about it here on today's show. We'll kind of fill you in on the details, but it sounds like I'm getting ready to pack a bag and hit the road once again this evening. But where am I going to go? I don't know. Just have to stay tuned and wait and find out. But, wow, you talk about a fantastic weekend. Last couple weeks have been great. But we do have to recap the PBR World Finals as we have crowned a 2011 PBR World Champion. And got to send our congratulations to, not so surprisingly, would happen to be a Brazilian, as they have dominated all season long. And Silvano Alves ended up taking the win, crowning him the 2011 PBR World Champ, and we do have to send him congratulations. You know, really excited for him. You know, these guys have worked hard. They've trained hard all season long. And it's paid off. I mean, if you went down the list like yesterday during the broadcast, they did show just how many events these Brazilians have won as they've traveled together, they've trained together, they have fed off each other, and it's no wonder that they would be, you know, coming out at the top of the list. But, man, what a fantastic finals. Really excited to be able to see the first round. They're live in Las Vegas. And, of course, you know, then we would turn around and hit the road, traveling with Rob Smets, who had the opportunity to step in the arena one last time. And I will say, if he was there the other night, they would probably use him because Joe Baumgartner, who ended up going out, you know, took a pretty – and, man, I'm telling you, I feel so darn bad for that guy. But, you know – could we see Joe step in the arena similar to what we did with Rob Smets, you know, to come back and walk out of that arena on his own terms? I would love to see that, whether it be this year, next year, you know, whatever the case is. So, but, man, I'm telling you, it was just fascinating. It was really exciting to sit back and watch the PBR World Finals and all of the rounds. And how about Bushwhacker as Bull of the Year? We're going to talk about that here later on in our show. We have got so much that we have got to cover. We really do. As Making 8, as myself, we get ready to pack a bag and hit the road once again. Been home for a couple days, and wow. Yeah, we're going to have to we're going to have to definitely get on it and hit the road. It's going to be an exciting show here today. As we do recap, we follow along, find out how the Allied Bull Riders have done. You know, we've got some inside information there. We got a lot to talk about on that as well. So make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take a short break here, fans, and, of course, being Halloween, we're kind of going with the Halloween theme somewhat anyways. We're going to break things down because it is Monday as well. So you're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Make sure to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits, you're listening to MakingEight.com.
Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrify. the soul for getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on this Halloween Monday as we things off, recapping the PBR World Finals as they have crowned a 2011 world champion. And, man, I'm telling you what, it was exciting. But, you know, we really have to get down to it. How about my good Florida fellow native, Mr. Caleb Sanderson? Man, I cannot say enough about that guy. I talked about him all weekend, been on the phone talking to one of the guys that actually taught me how to ride bulls, who also worked with Caleb a lot down there as he was the Florida High School Rodeo Association president and was working with Caleb during the time he was in high school. You know, really worked with a lot of his developmental skills and got him, taught him so much, you know, to get him up to where he is right now. Now, you know, he will never take credit for it. The talent comes straight from Caleb Sanderson, without a doubt. And Caleb, sure enough, got the job done. Was not able to get all of the rounds covered. Ended up bucking off yesterday. But, yeah, you can't say enough about that guy. But anyways, we do have a caller on the line ready to jump on board here with us. This is a guy that you guys have gotten to know pretty well as we have been traveling with him. How about our good buddy, the grandpa himself, Mr. Rob Smets? Rob.
Well, not quite yet. We're still waiting. Not a grandpa yet.
Oh, boy. Well, it should be there any moment, right?
Well, hopefully here in the next hour or two, I'd like to think. I don't know. They've started inducing labor, so we'll see what happens. She got in here about 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow, well, you sound like you've been in there since 5 o'clock this morning.
I know, I'm just about falling asleep in the chair here.
Right on. So how are things going with you, Mr. Schmitz?
Oh, things are good. Things are good.
Good. Hey,
just
listen,
I've got a
bone to pick with you though, man. For starters, your fresh peppers out of your garden are fantastic. Absolutely love them. But that salsa you sent home with me, boy,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I was running around the house blowing smoke. It was hot.
I told you that salsa was hot.
Yes, sir.
That may be some of the hottest salsa you'll ever find, that Sadie's salsa from New Mexico.
Yes, sir. Albuquerque, New Mexico is where we picked it up at, and you sent me home with a jar. And I'll tell you what, I did let my kids try it, and I'll tell you, they were running around the house too. We were all looking for water.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's good stuff.
You bet. You bet. Well, Rob, did you have a chance to watch the rest of the finals yesterday?
You know, I didn't because we drove down here yesterday took Corey to dinner and so I missed it. I just got to kind of check up on a little bit of it and saw that Robeson ended up winning the finals and that Caleb won second.
Yes.
And that Silvano went ahead and won the world. You know, I mean, a lot of exciting stuff happened. Caleb did a bang up job, represented, you know, United States really well. The Brazilian boys are just tough. They work hard. They rode hard, and you know, they reap what they sow.
You bet. You bet. They sure have. And, you know, really, when it comes down, I mean, Silvano, Marchi, every one of them did really well throughout the finals, you know. And looking at the five there that were made it back to the short round, I mean, Caleb was the only American in that top five listing there. So, you know, the Brazilians, they dominated, and they dominated all season long. I think this may have been an eye-opening season for some of the Americans, that they're going to have to start looking to get things together and see what they can come up with in order to compete next season with those guys.
Well, I truly think...
Uh-oh. Did we lose Rob? Oh. Rob, you with us? Uh-oh. He's breaking up. Rob, are you still there? Oh, boy. Well, we'll have to get back with Rob here in just a few minutes. We'll see if we can't get him back on the line with us. But I do have to tell you guys, you know, those Brazilians really did do a bang-up job all season long. And, you know, hopefully we'll get something going with that. You know, or hopefully the Americans will pick up the pace and kind of get things going. But since we lost Rob, we'll get back down to it. Now, got back into Texas Friday, grabbed my stuff, threw it in my pickup truck, and hit the road. So I've got to tell you that we stopped off out there for fuel in a little town called Ranger, Texas. And as we were pulling into the gas station, I happened to see a little dog there. Now, this is for the ones that weren't following along on our live video stream. So, we were pulled in. This little dog comes running up to me. It's part shepherd. It's mostly shepherd, actually. I don't know what it's mixed with, but just a really good dog. Come up real friendly, non-aggressive, you know. So, I said, well, shoot, you know. I'm petting on it a little bit. Went inside. And asked the folks, I said, you know, hey, what's going on with this dog? They said, I don't know. Somebody dropped him off last night. They said, he needs to get home. I said, well, I just happened to be heading back up to Oklahoma. We got 17 acres up there. I said, well, sure enough, get it. And they said, well, you know, you ought to take him with you. And I said, well, if I can get him to load up, I'll sure enough take him on the road with me. And he was about that time he started heading to cross the street there towards the interstate. So I hollered for him, and he come running back, loaded right up in the pickup truck. So guess what? I got me a new traveling partner. And, of course, the maniacs that were hanging out with us online were trying to get we were trying to come up with a good name for him. And it just so happened that one of the names, somebody was asking where we were at. Of course, I said Ranger, Texas. So that is our new dog's name, is Ranger. But anyways, looks like we got Rob back on the line again. Let's try it one more time. Rob, you with us?
I don't know. Is it working?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Is it working?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I hear you.
Good deal. Okay, now, see, we had to go through this on our trip out to Vegas. I was wondering if it didn't start firing back up again.
Well, is it working now?
It is. It is. We have you loud and clear, Rob.
Okay. Well, that's what happened a minute ago. It just quit.
Yes, sir. Well, let me ask you, what was your take? I mean, that was a hard shot that Joe Baumgartner took out there just the other night. What did you think about that?
Well, I mean, he stepped up in there to make a nice save, and that bull just reached up and cracked him. You couldn't have been hit any easier if you'd have been hit with a Louisville slugger.
Yeah, that's for sure. But you really can't say enough about all of the bullfighters out there this weekend. Did an absolute fantastic bang-up job. I mean, you take a look at Jesse Byrne yesterday, and, I mean, it took a shot from a bull that just launched him out of the TV picture, you know. Those guys really stepped in and made some great saves.
Right. Well, those guys have done a bang-up job all week. You know, I really feel sorry for Joe that his career ended like it did. You know, I mean, 18 years he's worked the PBR finals 13 or 14 times, the National Finals Rodeo. As good a guy as you could ever want to stand across the buck and shoots from as far as to fight as a fellow bullfighter, as good a partner as you could ever want to have on the other side of you. You know, his smoothness and skill is second to none, and a great quality guy.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Well, there's no doubt you guys have been able to work with each other for a long time. And, I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll see Joe put on some cleats here one more time like we did yourself here this past week at the PBR World Finals.
Well, you know, and maybe so. I can't answer that. You know, I know that to get to put him back on for one more time there with Joe and Shorty and Frank and Jesse, I can't thank the PBR enough for that opportunity. I'm more at peace now that I can say that my career ended rather than it all ended because of a broken neck. But it was good fun, and it was well worth going and working out at the gym for 6 weeks to get ready for it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I'll tell you what, the fans absolutely loved it. And they, of course, some of the photos that had come in, you know, old Rob, you know, chewing his, blowing his bubble gum out there, and it just looked like old times. And, you know, to see all of you guys grouped together like that and really working with each other, man, it was just fantastic. So for you to have that opportunity, I know it was a true blessing for you, and it was a blessing for all of us to be able to witness it one last time.
Well, and I got to reach out and touch a couple of them, so it wasn't just like a drive-by. It was, you know, we got to get in, get mixed it up a little bit, so it was cool. And my son-in-law just walked out and said that the doctor said about 4 o'clock this afternoon is when things are going to happen. So
wow.
there's our grandson update.
Wow. Okay.
Carter Clint should be on the ground around 4 o'clock.
Carter Clint. Well, is he going to have cleats on when he comes out or no?
he's going to be the next CC rider.
There you go. Excellent. Well, I got to tell you, Rob, you know, we've certainly been sending prayers out to your daughter and to your family out there this week, this weekend in particular as she prepares to bring a new child in the world. And I know you're really excited about it. Now, you are packed. Your family is packed with young women. And I know you were talking about this with all the daughters that you have. This is going to be your grandson. And, you know, to have a boy brought into the family, I know you're looking forward to being able to spoil that one, huh?
Well, we're looking forward to it. Mr. Tommy, Cody's father, he has a rodeo company, a small amateur rodeo company right here in Rankin, Texas. And, you know, the bad thing is this boy will learn to fight bulls because Mr. Tommy used to fight them. And unfortunately, on the mom's side, the grandpa used to fight him here a little bit too. So the one thing about it, that boy's going to have to learn how to run around bulls a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, surprisingly enough, he may be able to pick up another trade with something that you've also been working with, and that's a little bit of roping. Is that correct?
Well, I love to rope, and I mean, and obviously Cody, my son-in-law, is, you know, in the top 50 for the world in the tie-down roping, so, you know, there's no doubt about it. The boy will be a good hand. Should have all the opportunities to be a good hand anyway.
You bet. Well, yeah, the talent will definitely be out there, and you've got a big roping coming up, don't you?
I get to go to Bob Kingsley, the top 40 countdown. I'm invited to go rope this Saturday at his house. He's got a little invitational roping there in Weatherford, Texas. And so with a little bit of luck next week, I can call you back up and say that we did good there.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and no doubt you've certainly been training for that as you know, we have that short layover there coming back from Little Rock. And sure enough, if you didn't saddle up that horse and had me running that old cart pulling that rope and steer behind it.
Well, having you on that old Polaris Ranger pulling that Gila-matic, we got a few runs in. Yeah, it went good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what,
gotta
you look
pretty good. You got to use those good classic ropes. That's the trick, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the cool thing is the fact that, you know, you're able to work with those such great, you know, great quality ropes like the classic ropes. Tell us about how you got hooked up with those guys?
Well, the Bray family, you know, they own USGRC. They're also the owners of a classic rope company, Classic Equine Products, and Rattler Ropes. That I approached them and just, you know, with the different rodeos that I announced and having the opportunity to mention a certain brand of rope, you know, that and it is the rope that I use. I've been really fortunate. I use either classic. I use the classic spider rope on the head side, and I use a Rattler GT4 on the heel side. That you know, they make good quality ropes. So I'm just proud to be part of their organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, they do make a good quality rope. As a matter of fact, I think that you had only, out of 40 runs that we made, it was somewhere around 4 that you had missed, right?
Yeah, we had a pretty good day that day. It was fun. Hopefully we can be on a little bit better now. We don't need to miss any this Saturday.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, you know, after this weekend with your roping, you're going to be going back and working with some of the future bullfighters and also with Miles Hare. And heading down to Livingston, Texas, right?
Right. We go to Livingston, Texas, the 10th, 11th, and the 12th, and we're going to the Alabama Cashada Arena there between Livingston and Woodville, Texas, and put on a bullfight in school for 2.5 days. And then on that Saturday, where we have Saturday evening, they're putting on a 40-man bull riding jackpot and a freestyle bullfight and also a protection contest. So it's going to be a lot of action there on Saturday.
Yep. And the rumor is that I think the Making 8 Rodeo Network will be down there as well. So we're going to be able to give some updates and, you know, hopefully get some great photos and some videos and stuff to put out there for you guys. And really look forward to being down there and working with those. You know, I mean, it was a great opportunity to work with, to work with Gary LaFue last year a little bit, bring some guys out from Florida, but now to have an opportunity to work and see how you guys work with the future of the sport. It's going to be a great time.
I think we'll have a real good time. We're looking forward to you coming down there and joining us and helping us out, and it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely, Rob. Absolutely. Well, listen, I don't want to hold you up. It may be a good opportunity for you to sit back, take a little nap here. Don't snore too loud like you did on the way back from Vegas, though.
I know how there's way too many people hanging out around here. I go to snore and I'll maybe suck the building down here.
I hear you, Rob. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in and checking in with us, and want to let y'all know that we're sending our love out to your family and wishing your daughter the best and congratulations ahead of time.
All right, amigo. Have a great day, and I'll be in touch.
Yes, sir, Rob. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Rob Smith checking in with us here as he is about to become a grandfather, and I know he is really looking forward to that. It's going to be a great time. He's going to end up spoiling his grandson for the week, but he's got a pretty busy week ahead of him, and he will be heading out to a roping event this next weekend, and then the following weekend he will be down in the Livingston, Texas area and doing a bullfighting school in there that's going to go along with Gary LaFue's bull riding school. So it looks like Making 8 Rodeo Network will have the opportunity to be there. And we really look forward to being down there with those guys and working with them. So anyhow, I got to let y'all know that we do have some breaking news that has come up this morning, and we're going to let y'all know. It looks like we may be doing our next couple broadcasts from the road once again. As you know, in this industry, we spend a lot of time on the road, and we're really starting to pick it up as I believe we're going to be heading to Ohio. That's right. We're going to be heading back over towards the east and heading up to Ohio to go pick up some trailers to bring back here to Weatherford, Texas. So it's not a confirmed thing. I've got to make some more phone calls as soon as I get off the phone here. But, you know, looking into having some good drivers out there. And, well, you know, I guess they found out with our experience being back there on the road that, well, maybe we'd be good for making that trip. So it looks like we're heading up to Ohio. I'm not quite sure where, but yes, we're heading into Denise's neck of the woods. Now, I will tell you that we do have a contest that we have to cover, as I have to send our congratulations to Short Go Radio for the contest that they won between us and Macon, or between them and Macon 8. And we had teams picked, and our team crashed and burned. I'm not going to take Rob Smith on my team anymore. No, really, he picked Shane Proctor, which was, in all actuality, a great pick. However, with that groin injury, Shane ended up drawing out of the last few events, which made it really hard on us for our points. So, but anyhow, I do want to send our congratulations to none other than Miss Emily and Miss Gabby, as well as Mike Anderson, and we will get you guys some dinner gift certificates out there to you guys. But I will tell you that my partner, Denise, you know, we were doing this video broadcast. Now, we have an autographed Colby Yates CD that we were going to give away in a contest, and I was thinking about it Friday on a way back home. Denise was the first one in our chat room, and she was the last one to leave, heading back as we were cruising back here into the great state of Oklahoma. And so we decided that Denise is going to be the recipient of our Colby Yates autographed CD. So we're going to get that out to her, and we may even have to just drive it out to her, as we should be there sometime tomorrow night. Taking off tonight, heading out there. It's going to be a quick turnaround deal, but we might just be able to cross paths out there. I'm waiting on the details to come in, and we will certainly fill everybody in, and we'll be broadcasting live on the road tomorrow. So, anyhow, yeah, you know, it is a shame that we did not get the average bonus points from Robson Palermo, as he did win the finals. And I was really pulling for Caleb. Glad to see that Robson did do it. You know, I think out of all the guys that's worked hard this year, and Robson dealing with the injuries that he has dealt with, you know, it comes down to you ride your bulls, you make the points, and, you know, it was a numbers game at that point. And Caleb came out and rode every one of his bulls with the exception of one. You can't say more about a guy like him, you know, to be able to step in there and do what he did. I was really impressed with it, and just think that, you know, that he certainly put things together. So I was all for it. I was really hoping that Caleb could pull off the finals, especially with Tater Porter, the other Floridian, Florida Cowboy, that was inducted into the Ring of Honor this year. But, you know, hey, there's always next year, and I will tell you that Caleb has a long career within the PBR ranks. Very humble young kid, 22 years old, and has the potential to really do some great things within the PBR. So next year, look out, guys. I'm telling you, the Florida Cowboys coming at you. Make sure to hang tight and get a grip. Anyhow, getting back down to it, I do want to make mention, too, the Allied Bull Riders. Reese Cates did not have a very good week at all out there in Las Vegas. I'd like to talk about that a little bit. Also, Justin Kuhn, if you guys were following along and watching PBR on Versus and on NBC, you did get to see Justin Kuhn out there riding. And if you noticed, he was wearing Allied Bull Rider stickers on his vest and his helmet. So, yeah, I I'm getting that about Caleb on our team. I'd like to have picked him, but, you know, the fact was Caleb wasn't even in the hunt for, you know, even out there in Vegas as far as one of the guys to be able to have a chance to win. But anyways, going back to Justin Kuhn, I want to talk about the incident that occurred on Saturday night. This was a pretty unique incident that occurred, and I want to get y'all's opinions on it, your questions, your comments. If you guys have questions, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone when it tells you to, so you can connect with us and we can get you on board. If not, we'll just let you listen in But we do want to get some comments about that. Don't know if you guys saw Justin Kuhn had a re-ride, got on his re-ride bull, and the bull fell down. And I want to get y'all's take on it. You know, Ty was explaining that it has to stop the forward momentum, but there's so many different rules that are based upon that. If the bull's belly touches the ground, he's also supposed to be awarded an automatic re-ride. And from my take, that's what I saw. I saw his chest and belly come across that ground. So to me, I think that that was a re-ride all day long. But I want to get your opinion on it, you know. And then, of course, he went over and challenged it, but then they said that he had ran out of time. But the challenge button, he had hit the challenge button immediately after getting, you know, hitting the ground. So I don't know. I have my doubts about that, and I'm not quite sure. You know, it raises a lot of questions. And just want to get your questions or your opinions on it. You can't go back and change it, but I'd like to see the PBR kind of step up and make better ground rules on that. You know, they need to make more defined rules on those things because, yes, in that instance, if you go back and watch the replay of that bull, the forward momentum was not necessarily stopped. The bull was still moving forward. However, if the bull's belly touches the ground, he's also supposed to be awarded an automatic re-ride, and that's what I saw. So I was just curious what your opinions were. 646-915-9940. We're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we'll continue our coverage of the PBR World Finals recap. Make sure to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to us right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Better sure it's Monday. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it shows it's Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at 9:15.
Folks, it's Rodeo Announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if he passes tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Out Rodeo Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off on a Monday, sitting back here in Ada, America, and glad to be back as we've had a great weekend back here, able to ride some horses and catch up on our honeydew list, and well, shoot, we're just having ourselves a great time, but it is going to be short-lived as it looks like we are hitting the road this afternoon, headed to the Buckeye State, that's right, Ohio. But I'm seeing some great comments. Now, just before our break here, we were talking about the Justin Kuhn re-ride incident that occurred on Saturday night. I really would love to get your opinions on things. Like I said, I was watching it on a pretty big TV. Happened to see what I saw was his belly coming across the ground there, and wow, now I've got Granger laying on me, kind of begging for attention as I got him in the pickup truck. But anyhow, I would say this guy should have gotten a re-ride all day long, but he's already gotten one re-ride, you know. So was this a situation of him, because of the time frame, not being awarded a second re-ride? The other issue that I have is if you look at the rider that came right behind him, now the way it was reported to me from somebody who is also observing from the outside, watching it on television, was that the next bull rider behind him, and I don't remember who it was, has a tendency to take a little bit more time in the chute. However, this time he didn't, and they went right to him and got him out of there, which of course takes away any possible chance. You know, I mean, just as soon as Justin was out of that arena, boy, they were bucking him. And I can't help but wonder, I mean, was this something that, you know, because of TV time, or was this something, you know, I don't know. I have an issue with that. I think that, you know, the rules do state, you know, they're pretty specific, but we are going to take a caller on it. Mike Anderson, how are you?
Oh, Scott, you've got me fired up, man. You've got me fired up. You know how good friends I am with Justin, and I'm going to tell you, I think he was done really wrong during that call right there, because as you said, there's a lot of people I've talked to seen that the bull's belly touched the ground, even though the forward motion did not inhibit the bull, but his belly did touch the ground. He lost his footing and went almost completely to the ground. But yeah. I think it was wrong because when he got up, he immediately ran over and hit the replay button. And if you were paying attention, when Jerome Robertson walked up to him and Justin was white, you heard Jerome Robertson say, "I thought you hit it in time." And that really kind of sets me off a little bit, because if the way I look at it, if it would have been a top five or a top 10 rider, he would have got another reride. And another thing that kind of set me off is Robinson Palermo in the championship round did not get called for a slap. If you remember, when he went down, they said the bull came up into his zone and touched him. But the rule does plainly say if you touch the bull with any part of your body, your free arm or any other part of your body, that you're disqualified. If a couple of rounds earlier, Cody Lostro did the same thing. He claimed that the bull came up into his zone and touched him, and that's the only thing I've seen wrong with this finals was the some of the rules are subject to criticism because of the way they handled a few things.
Absolutely, and this is going to be something that I think the PBR is going to have to take a strong look at this season. You know, it's something that, you know, when one rule contradicts another rule, for instance, the situation with Justin this weekend, you know, it's something that they need to define and be more specific on. And just like you're saying as well, it's a judgment call from the replay official that, you know, whether or not that bull comes into his zone and smacks him or whether he actually, you know, smacks that bull. I have a hard time with those rules, and I think it's something that he's going to have to be taking a closer look at this next season, because unfortunately it costs these guys a lot of money, you know, and it took away, you know, from the possibility of Justin, you know, getting a better draw, getting a better fit there in the short round, whatever the case may be. He ended up finishing 14th, which he was still able to be there in the short round for. I was happy for that, but definitely not very happy at the fact that he got dealt the cards that he got dealt with. But in the rodeo world, we all know that mistakes happen and things happen out there. You know, I just hope that the PBR will accept responsibility for it. You know, it's just one of those deals that, you know, if it's because of TV time, then I say we need to fix that. You know, it's not right that you take away from a bull rider or his potential to succeed there. We're seeing some good comments coming in the chat room right now. You know, about the whether or not they're debating the challenge button and things like that. But the fact was, they never put a TV camera back on him to show the replay of Justin walking back over there. A lot of things were swept underneath out of the general public's eye. You know, if you start putting two and two together, you know, it's turning out to be six. It just ain't adding up, you know.
That's, Scott, when you was what you're talking with, a lot of things were – you're so correct with what you said, when a lot of things weren't seen. And they didn't show him going over and doing it. And he was really aggravated as he left the arena. And Justin is a very good Christian guy, and he believes in doing things the correct way. But when he left, he was really aggravated, and he said a few things that I'm sure he probably wishes he may have not have said. But you know, that's the emotional part, because he was so. He was so into it because he could have made a really good ride, and he could have been higher up, and he could have potentially made a lot more money than he did. And that's what the World Finals is all about, especially if you're down towards the bottom like Justin was, to come in there and make a lot of money and be prepared for next year. But other than that, you know, the finals was a really good finals, man. I was really – to see Savannah step up and ride a little Yellow Jacket Jr. was amazing. I never, you know, that solidifies him as a world champion with me, because I had a hard time thinking of him as a world champion because how small amount of 90-point rides he made this year. I think he only made three throughout the whole season. But there at the finals, when he stepped up, even though that was a draw, which I love the draw. I love the draw a lot more than the draft. He stepped up and made one heck of a bull ride, because he could have easily bucked off that bull when he turned back, because he was cocked off to the side a little bit, but he worked that extra little bit to get back over there and ride him. That really impressed me and showed me that he is a true world champion.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Well, like I said, the Brazilians have worked hard. You know, and they have really, you know, that team effort that they had out there, it really paid off, and we saw that here at the finals, like we have all season long. But Mike, I certainly agree with you, you know, in regards to Justin, and I appreciate your comments about it. You know, one other thing they didn't show was, you know, Justin's been sort of working with this team, Allied Bull Riders, which is the first of its kind, the first official professional bull riding team. And they had Sam Medlock there. And if you noticed, Sam Medlock was there throughout the entire PBR finals, working with not only Reese Cates, but also with Justin, pulling his rope, giving him some advice, coaching him through those things. Well, when that incident broke out, Sam stepped in and actually asked them the same question. How much time does he have? He was just questioning the fact that was a bogus call, that he was over there and actually touched that and hit that challenge button. And because of that, he was ejected from the event Saturday night. So as a coach, he got his first ejection there at the PBR World Finals, which I thought was interesting. He bounced back yesterday, was back there on the sidelines with those guys, pulling their ropes, coaching them again, and that was key. That was so important, you know. I agree. I think that there's more to it back behind the scenes that the PBR needs to take a stronger look at and realize, hey, this is the route that it's going, that you can't offer something and then go back on your word and change it and say, oh, well, because we don't have time, we're not going to let you challenge this. The button's there, and he was putting his $500 on the line for it, you know. He's willing to put his money up. They better come through, you know. And I just don't believe that was the case on this particular incident because of airtime or whatever the case may be.
I completely agree with you, Scott. The PBR has really got to take a look at the judgment calls, and your replay official is there for a reason, and they say that you have about 20 seconds before you I think it's 20 or 30 seconds that you have to go and hit the replay button, and as everybody's seen, he hit it a long time before that, and I just think that Jeff Shear and the replay group, I like the replay. You know, and because it really brings more consistency to the events. But I think they do need to take a look at it and make sure that they are getting everything. There's a bottom line. There's not, okay, it's one way for this guy and it's another way for this other guy over here. So they need to make sure it's a bottom line. Everybody gets the same treatment. So, but all right, Scott, well, great coverage last week, man. You guys did a great job, you and Rob. And we as fans, we really enjoyed it. So we'll see you tomorrow, man.
Yes, sir. You bet. And hey, congratulations to you and the Short Go team for pulling off that win. You're just lucky that Shane Proctor ended up having to draw out.
Hey, I am. Look, we enjoyed it. It really gave the finals a little extra something that attracted us there, which we were going to be watching it anyways because we're fans of the sport. But it was really fun, and watching these guys and hoping your guys stay on the Bulls, and brought a new sense of enjoyment to it. So we really enjoyed it. But Shane with that injury, I hope he gets better because I want him to be 100% healthy for the NFR. And I knew that first ride when I seen him get on, it may have been a little too soon for him, but he wanted to take a chance and wanted big money. So, but you guys had a great team. Any way that you guys didn't do very well at the finals, you guys had a great team, did some very fine picking. But I was just had some great company in with me, with Miss Gabby and Miss Emily. Without them, I don't think I would have done very well at all. So I really appreciate them, and I appreciate all the listeners who listen to us every time we have a show.
You bet, man. You bet. Well, it was definitely a great time, and we'll have to work on getting something set up. I've already been getting phone calls, and it looks like we're going to be in Vegas for the NFR as well. So, all right, amigo, we'll have to sit down and start coming up with some strategies and planning things out, setting up another contest for the NFR. But appreciate it, Mike, and it was a lot of fun.
Take care, man.
All right, buddy. Well, anyways, there you go, guys. Mike with Short Go Radio, and, of course, putting in some great comments in regards to Justin and just some of those things that took place out there. I got to tell you, like I said, I just think that the PBR was caught between a rock and a hard place, and they had to make some split-second decisions. Although I don't agree with them, they were decisions that were made, and we all have to move on with them. This year is wrapped up. 2011 is wrapped up. Hopefully they'll take a look at it and make it better for 2012. And I'm going to tell you, 2012, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of new changes that are going to be taking place. And we're going to be able to talk about them. We're going to be able to follow along with them here. We're going to be able to talk with a lot of the guys, find out how things are going. A lot of activity happening right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network as things are starting to wind down. And speaking of winding down, they're winding down here on today's show. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and shut things down for the day. We got phone calls to make, and we got to get ready to pack a bag and hit the road as we will be heading to Ohio, the Buckeye State, here this afternoon. So you guys make sure to hang tight. Stay tuned to Making 8 as we'll be back here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow. Make sure to follow along with our good buddy, Mr. Rob Smets. Follow him there on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter now, actually, as well. And he'll keep you up to date. Hopefully we'll get some pictures of the grandbaby soon. And hopefully it doesn't look anything like Rob Smets. I know his daughters don't, and that is a very, very good thing. But anyhow, getting down to, oh, you know what? We do have to give you some cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie. And let me go down through here. Let's see. Here we go with your cowboy logic, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. Gratitude consists of being more aware of what you have than what you don't. So there is your cowboy logic. Hopefully everybody has a great Monday, a happy and safe Halloween, and the kids get lots of candy. And if they get too much, feel free to send it to me. We'll be happy to send you our mailing address. So until tomorrow, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio.